Hello, and thank you for coming to today's App Builder Marketing virtual workshop. And I'm happy to talk about promoting your published app. So my name is Ryan Joy. I'm a Microsoft Technical Evangelist based in Austin, Texas. And you can follow me online at Twitter at ATXRyan, or you can find me on my blog at ryanjoy.com. So let's go ahead and get this thing kicked off. Okay, promotion. So promotion needs to happen early and to be available through all of your touch points to grow and actually engage your audience. You know, your application has a good name, you've taken some time to think about its overall brand, and the time to start promoting your application and begin to increase awareness a bit amongst your potential users needs to start at the time you start developing it. Now, I understand you may have already had your application may already be in the store, but definitely consider that to grow a user base takes time, and to do so, it needs to start as early as possible. So let's look at some of the basics for self-promoting. One, you want to have a promotional site. You want to be able to use in-app promotion and cross-app promotion if you're able to. And you want to be able to capitalize on your launch date and your launch promotion. Now, branding and identity is so much more than these, but these can be considered kind of the basics here. The first impression that the user gets from your application. You know, branding also includes your copywriting, your sound design, your brand, your voice, all of these sort of things. Now, a promotional site can serve several functions. It can help grow a user base by providing interesting and relevant or, you know, teaser content. It can also act as a support forum, or it can hold the feature set for your, you know, your roadmap. And it can be your central repository for your common items, like your about page for the about you as a developer or about you as the company. And it can also hold things like your privacy policy and your terms of use. Now, it can also help communicate to the user the value proposition in a way that the structure of the App Store might not afford. It can help make emotional connections. So what does that mean? Well, consider this example. So a promotional site doesn't have the same structure as the application store. You're free to craft your application messaging however you want, and you're free to use wherever you want to do it. Videos, images, user testimony, statistics, social media. It's not confined to the box that is the App Store listing. So here's a typical App Store listing, but consider this particular app's website. Now here, this promotional site is an opportunity to tell the story of this application. And telling that story allows this app to connect to the user in a way that a simple description simply cannot do. They include video here. We'll talk a little bit about this shortly later on in the presentation, but there's a press kit. You see this call out from this review site. There's so many things here. You see the use of social media. There's so many things here that you cannot have in your App Store listing that you can have on your own website, because you control that website. You know, many applications can use a carefully crafted demo video addressing the challenges or the context in which this application might be used. It's not just a simple screenshot. And then again, you see like here, this application is using a favorable review as a pull quote, which the user is more likely to trust. Now, how can you go about creating one of these websites? Copious amounts of time and energy don't have to be invested to create a compelling site for your application. You can install and set up a WordPress instance on Windows Azure, and it couldn't be any easier. A single click and you are up and running. You also have other choices, so you can use a service like LaunchRock or Unbounce, which are kind of hosted app promotional services. If you don't want to deal with any of the website creation, you want to focus solely on creating your app. And as a developer, you might qualify for Microsoft BizSpark, which is a program geared towards startups providing, you know, free software and services. Windows Azure is part of this BizSpark offering, which would actually give you a certain amount of free benefits towards your Azure usage. So definitely want to head over to Microsoft.com/BizSpark and apply today. and head over to windowsazure.com and sign up for your Azure account to get your free websites. And then, of course, there are other resources and tools for creating simple sites so that you don't have to spend your time. I mentioned LaunchRock and Unbounce. There's also things such as Kickoff Labs, LaunchEffect, LaunchGator. And if you're comfortable with WordPress, you can also consider getting a theme specifically made for your application and install that theme in your WordPress instance. And if all of this is overkill for you and you really just need the basics, you can obviously also just create a very basic HTML, CSS page and deploy it on Azure or any other hosting solution. The key point here is to have a website and use that to promote your application. Now, if you are going to go with something a little bit more robust rather than just a plain static brochure site, if you plan to actually post updates or treat your application promotional site like a blog, then good content is the best bet for driving traffic to the site. Now, some ideas for content will be addressed later on, but you want to ensure you have basic SEO principles in practice. You know, a few things to tackle right off the bat. Make sure you have a good description for your website. Make sure that your website, when it shows up in the search results for Bing search or Google search, that the description can help convert the curious to a consumer. You know, take extra care with your paid titles. Make them descriptive. Make them about what the actual content on the page is. And also reduce, you know, duplicate content or pages which can actually take away from your ranking within the search engines. Another key SEO benefit is if you are going to blog, consider blogging often. If you want to be transparent about your application development process, you can talk about how well your app is doing in the app stores. You can talk about upcoming features. You can solicit feedback from your users. You can opine on the state of you know, your particular app's industry. There's a lot of ideas about content that you can think about and be able to employ as part of your application's website. And if you're interested, ads are another great way to drive traffic to your site. For instance, you can sign up for something like the Bing Webmaster Tools and get $50 credit for advertising on the Yahoo network. This means that you can start to play with searching keywords for free today and see what types of promotions and see what sort of keywords actually attract the users that will download and convert into for your app. And if you do have a little bit of money to play with and have a bit of an advertising budget, Facebook ads can also be a great way to target and generate traffic for additional downloads. So, you know, definitely tap into your social networks, post the link on Facebook, tweet about it. Consider all of the avenues for advertising. So, do you have other apps? If you do, you can consider doing things like in-app and cross-promotion. One thing, encouraging your user to actually rate and review your application can definitely encourage additional downloads from other users. This you would need to actually employ during your application design process, but maybe you can release this as an update if your app is already in the store. There are different approaches when prompting your user to rate or review your application. For example, the app draw something would prompt the user with two choices: rate the application with 5 stars or do it later. This meant that if the user wanted to give a bad review, they would have to go the extra step to do it, which would obviously encourage more higher reviews. Like I mentioned earlier, another thing you can do is ask them if they like the site to rate it, and that takes them to the actual app marketplace to rate it. Or if they're having an issue or have some feedback that would improve the app, that can take them back to your site, which is your support form. And again, you are kind of segmenting and traffic managing those users to leave positive reviews in the app marketplace and leave you feedback that may be negative or critical on your own website. And if you have several applications, you can promote them between each other, especially if some of those applications have significant numbers of users. Consider those anchor applications for what can be your burgeoning app ecosystem or empire. You can cross-platform promote your application by taking advantage of social sharing on networks like Twitter or Facebook, or even through email if you have a collection of user email addresses. And making your application or its content easily shareable can help drive awareness, resulting in, additional downloads. And that is the goal here. And launch promotion. All right, here's the deal. Set a launch date. You're about to submit your application to the store. Your fingers are crossed. You're hoping it's going to pass on the first try. And let's be honest, you're an awesome developer, so it is going to pass on the first try, right? All that time and the effort you put into this project is going to, culminate with this app being launched on the store listing and available for all to download. But one of the major issues, what if it doesn't pass in the first time? What if it takes a few days for it to go through certification? What types of things might you have to fix? What if you actually release it and then you realize that, oh crap, I needed to do another point release before I do my big promotion? When your launch date is a moving target, it becomes hard to formulate a plan on how to advertise that application and then let everyone know they can start downloading it. So try to set a specific date for the release and target that instead. So most app stores will allow you to define the date for release and does not need to be the same date as the date at which the app is approved. So setting a date rather than just letting it go live the minute it is approved will allow you some time to do a final push to generate some buzz and some interest. This also allows you to consider things that may adversely affect your download. For instance, if you know that a major product announcement, like if there's a major Microsoft or Windows event or major Apple event or anything in the industry that is going to take away from potential buzz, you can work around those things and actually try to capitalize as much as you can on your app being released into the wild. Now, you can get third-party review sites that can help drive traffic as well and downloads for your application. Now, whenever you're contacting a third-party reviewer, consider submitting a simple press kit. This should give a high-level overview of your application and game. Depending on how much you want to include in there, you also want to make the reviewer's work easy for them. So you want to submit the basics, you want to keep it simple, keep it short, obviously, but also try to anticipate their needs. Provide screenshots, or at least provide links to screenshots, links to logos. You can provide pull quotes from satisfied users. Essentially, the easier you make the reviewer's job, the easier you make it for them to write about you, the more likely they are to actually write about you. Now, keep in mind that some review sites are better than others, and you definitely need to be wary of a site that responds to your inquiry asking for something more in return, something like getting paid. Typically, it's better to, put your time against trying to get reviews and ratings to the store organically or adding in reminders to your users than it is to outright pay for reviews. All right, socialize. So this one's key as well. Now, in order to socialize, you're going to want to leverage social media and engaging in unusual ways to grow your user base. This is one of the easiest ways to get the word out about your application. Whether this includes quick updates to Twitter, polls about application names in anticipation of your potential application or game. If you're still in the development process, you can use things like Pinterest or Instagram to actually show off artwork or to show off progress. Different networks attract varying types of people, so think about your target audience. If you're custom designing your application look and feel and UI and logos, consider the social networks like Dribbble or Behance, which focus on graphics or artists and digital media. Who do you imagine would want to use your application? And with that in mind, you can pick specific social networks to, engage those people. A couple of basics for being social. Go through and identify your potential social networks. Where are your users hanging out? Where are your competitors hanging out? Create social accounts on those on those networks. And I'll talk a little bit about, you know, individual versus app or company accounts. And then engage in interesting and unexpected ways. And this also kind of ties into that last one, is to be genuine. You know, you can't just have a dump of an RSS feed into your Twitter account and expect people to engage you there. You need to actually proactively engage, follow some users, try to monitor the conversations if your app is being mentioned, and be a person behind the brand itself. So some social networks to consider, you know, you obviously got Instagram, we've got Facebook, YouTube is great for getting out some promotional videos, Pinterest, Twitter, if during the course of your application you've solved a bunch of interesting problems, you may want to give back by engaging with developers on Stack Overflow. You've got the Vine network, which is going to allow you to do these, you know, 6-second videos. You've got Behance and Dribbble if you want to share progress of your visual assets, and Tumblr is a great way to kind of share a number of different things. And again, that whole aspect of engaging in unusual ways and being genuine, you know, this doesn't have to be all about just your application. If you feel comfortable with sharing other stuff, this could be industry news, this could be little tidbits, it could be cat gifts, you know. If you're having a particularly hard day solving some coding challenge, and you want to vent your frustration, you know, tastefully with a funny cat gif, then definitely, you know, go for that. Feel free to be genuine and be a person behind your brand. Now, what about creating accounts? So, you know, the power of social networks are going to lie in creating connections. Now, registering new social accounts means the work of building up a community from ground zero. You know, you can use your existing social presence to leverage contacts, but then you run the risk of annoying them if you use your existing social media accounts. Now, there's no right or wrong answer here. Both options have their own pros and cons. You know, starting from scratch means that it's essential that you have the branding done for your application. You definitely don't want to start from scratch and launch with the default logo or avatar. But you can also start building your community by following your target audience and then creating content relevant to, you know, to their interests. So, and then if you have existing social media accounts that are personal and you want to have that separation, you can let your followers know you've created accounts elsewhere and suggest they add it or follow you. Another thing that I recommend to do is, you know, go ahead and create a brand identity and a social account for your application itself. So that includes both a Facebook page as well as its own Twitter account. But then if you do have personal accounts and personal Facebook accounts, occasionally feel free to retweet or reshare some of those things that are coming from your application. I wouldn't do every single one because many of the people who follow you personally may not be interested in your application. But at the same time, you've put a lot of time and effort into this, so feel free to capitalize on your personal connections to build to promote that app and hopefully gain more followers into your actual application feed itself. A couple of ideas with how to actually take advantage of some of these social networks. So with something like Vine, you can think of yourself as a video producer and produce a 6-minute documentary on your application. You can show the process for your application from, you know, idea to rough sketches on the back of a napkin to some lines of code to multiple cups of coffee and then, hey, to your actual app icon, right? Twitter, you can do something like, you know, update users on the things you've learned today or your frustrations, and then share those cat gifs. Facebook, share polls, maybe get some feedback, or maybe even try to engage your users to create assets for you, such as a tagline or a caption or anything like that. Right? There's a lot of different interesting ways. You know, with YouTube, you can share different screencasts about your application and maybe some interesting uses of how people are actually how you foresee people kind of using your application. A couple more tips on social. Again, sound human. Don't. I recommend not trying to act like you have an entire marketing department and a PR department. If you're an individual developer, or if you're a small company, sound human. People will relate to that more. Limit self-promotional updates. Engage rather than just constantly promote. And make it easier for people to share. People like to be able to share first, so definitely make that easy. And respond proactively. So if someone is complaining, take a chance to get out there on social media and respond to them. Don't engage in a fight with them, just respond to them in a nice proactive way. Of course, avoid sales pitches, try to avoid acronyms and jargon, and avoid being dry and boring. And that goes back to, of course, sounding human. Now, videos. So if a picture is worth 1,000 words, just how many is a video worth? A video of your app can tell a much richer story than your screenshots alone. So you've got a few different options if you want to make a video. Depending on what you choose, you might need some screen recording software like Camtasia or a nice DSLR camera. Now you can do a simple walkthrough set to music, and this is simply using your screen recording software and record yourself going through a typical scenario in your app. So for instance, you may launch from the start screen, touch the actual app tile to launch, pan around, perform some significant activity, and then maybe use the share charm to send that to a friend. And then set that to some royalty-free music and release that onto YouTube and host it also on your website. Another option is to do a simple walkthrough with a voiceover. And that's exactly like the one with music. I will say, though, that unless you have a radio voice, it can be difficult to pull off. You can definitely end up sounding flat and distant if you don't have audio studio set up. So a lot of times it is easier to allow the actual visual to tell the story and have the audio play over that, the music play over that. And the last one is, kind of an environmental shoot showing your app used on devices. At this point, you're making a full-on commercial. I don't want to make that sound intimidating because it doesn't have to be, and it can be a lot of fun. But you'll need a DSLR or a friend with a DSLR that can record a video. And, but think about how people would use your app. If it's a recipe app, you could record someone, yourself, your spouse, your friend, someone in the kitchen kind of using their app, looking up a recipe and looking at the ingredients list, let's say on their Microsoft Surface or something like that. So that can be a lot of fun as well. Okay, let's talk a little bit about engaging with the media. So with media, we want to leverage an array of different media and marketing channels to reach all kinds of different audience segments. Essentially, we want to create spikes of activity. Spikes of activity will lead to more downloads, more likelihood of being featured in the stores, things like that. Now, a couple of different things about media. So you have, first you have paid media. Now this is anything that includes display media seen on websites, apps, posters, email, TV commercials, radio, print, all these types of things. These are, actual advertising that you're paying to be placed onto. Now, this may be digital media, so display and search advertising, banner ads, things like that. It may be embedded sponsor placement. So let's say your app is sponsoring, video screencasts or something like that. And then, of course, you even have like swag. So posters and stickers or an actual newspaper ad, things like that. Most of this stuff all does cost money, though. Then there's things like owned media. Now, owned media includes anything that you own, any of the websites, apps, mobile sites, Facebook, all the stuff that you own. That's kind of what we've been talking about mostly today. To take advantage and to leverage own media, you want to market like you're an indie band, create those posters and stickers, engage with influential bloggers, see if you can enlist an army, make sure you have app ambassadors. These can be family and friends. Encourage them to share and get the word out. And then generate buzz. Try to maybe give it away free for a limited time. Run a contest or a competition. And be lean and agile and keep your ear to the ground. And then the other type of media is something called earned media. And earned media includes PR type activity. So public relations things and press releases. So these can be press releases or news sites or review sites. You know, you're not paying for typically for a news or review site to review your application. And this is all goes back to the power of the press. So, you know, make sure you have that press release kit and that template. Make it easy for people to write about you so that they're more likely to do so. You have the big tech news sites like Mashable and TechCrunch. And obviously, if you can get onto one of those, that's amazing. You've done an amazing job so far. Just be prepared to handle all of the accolades and all of the downloads that you will be getting. But if you're not able to get on one of those, definitely, you know, don't just focus on the big ones. So consider this. Consider industry sites. Let's say you are writing a pharmaceutical app or something that that you expect doctors or pharmacists to use. Consider the blogs or the websites that they frequent, and then see if they'll write a review. These are not traditional app review websites, but yet your target audience is hanging out there. And of course, if you're releasing PR statements, you know, put them up on PR Web and MarketWired. And then you have kind of your generic app review sites, so AppAdvice and AppStorm.net. And it's definitely good to get on those, but again, consider that target audience. If you expect doctors and pharmacists to download those, how many of those users will actually come from AppAdvice or AppStorm.net? So definitely know your audience, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on in the day. Okay, so with that, I've covered off some of the basics of promoting your app after publishing. I want to actually now announce that we're going to have a giveaway in the form of a trivia question for folks who attended this. So we'll be giving away one Xbox One. So one lucky winner who can answer this trivia question will win this Xbox. So everyone who answers this will be placed into a pool for a raffle. And the trivia question is, what is the name of the cross-platform app that allows you to control your Xbox from another device? So answer this to us in the chat, and we will pick a winner that will be able to have an Xbox One. You're not going to get it before the release date, and for anyone on this call today, that release date is November 22nd. But you know, that's very much anticipated, definitely by me, hopefully by you guys as well. And good luck to everybody. So with that, I am done, and I want to open it up to any questions. Thank you again. Bye-bye.